Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors, a winning team to take on your personal injury claim.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
Well, still good teams in it, but as I said, it only counts if you get through yourself. You know, so for us, it's looking at the Bolton game being a tough game, but for sure, you get through each game and then it optimises your chances of getting to the final. So for us, I said, I repeat, you know, we were in two competitions, now cup competitions, and we want to go as far as we possibly can in them, and that'll be reflective in our teams and our drive and desire to get through in the competitions.
Well, welcome to the Macron Stadium. Bolton's heroics at Anfield in the FA Cup force this replay date here. And it's a fixture that will see Steven Gerrard hit yet another milestone. 700 appearances clocked up and the engine's still ticking over nicely. And he's one of two changes from a convincing win over West Ham at Anfield. Both in midfield, Joe Allen and Gerrard replace Henderson and Lucas. The prize at stake tonight, a fifth round date at Selhurst Park. In 10 days' time, Liverpool don't want to be another high-profile scalp. Enough have been had in this round of the competition. The Reds 11, Simon Mignolet in goal, Emre Can, Martin Skrtel and Mamadou Sakho, the back three. The midfield, Lazar Markovic, right-hand side, right wing-back position. Alberto Moreno on the left wing-back position and Joe Allen and Steven Gerrard in the centre. Adam Lallana, Philip Coutinho and Raheem Sterling complete the 11 in what is a strong Liverpool side looking to go far in the competition. On the bench for the Reds tonight, Danny Ward, Glenn Johnson, Ricky Lambert, Jordan Henderson, Daniel Sturridge, Javier Manquillo and Fabio Barini. Minor thigh injury keeps Lucas out, hopefully fit enough for the derby in a few days' time, and no place whatsoever for Mario Balotelli. Balotelli. Who's Mario Balotelli?
Neil Mellor. That was the player we wanted to sign.
I'm sure it was. Sorry, I think that biscuit I had before we started just played havoc with me then. And Neil Mellor's going to give you the Bolton lineup because I couldn't work it out. He couldn't work it out. He went and asked Kevin Davis.
Yeah,
could Kevin work it out?
Do you know what he said to me? He said he's a Preston North End player. He doesn't watch Bolton. So I thought, fair enough. But he thinks they'll go with the four at the back. I watched him in the game, just the game before the weekend, and they went with three centre-halves. I got the feeling that they may just get someone on Philip Coutinho tonight because if he can influence this game tonight for Liverpool, Liverpool could win comfortably. So I think Bolton, with four centre-halves they have out there on the pitch, I think we may see one of them just in and around Philip Coutinho just to try and limit his influence on the game.
Well, I think judging by how they were standing there, De Vrij and Wieter are the two centre-halves in goal. Andy Lonergan, so they're without the man who inspired the draw at Anfield, Alex Bogdan. And we're just about to get underway. Bolton in all whites, Liverpool in all red. I say all white, white tops, blue shorts, white socks. And Liverpool are going to be shooting away from their fans in the first half. So as we look at this, from right to left, Liverpool are kicking. And our referee in charge tonight is Roger East, who last took charge of Liverpool some years ago, about 3 years ago, when they played against Reading.
The game.
Lallana, lots of space for him into the final third. Plays it out wide left for Moreno. Bolton back off. Coutinho now takes responsibility outside the area. Goes this way and that. Feeds Lallana. Ball across the face of the six-yard box. No one there for Liverpool. Lazar Markovic the closest, but even he was 10 yards away from him. That ball sort of dribbled right across the most dangerous area of the Bolton penalty area.
What a ball. What a ball it was from Adam Lallana. Gets a little bit of space on this left-hand side. Just one touch. Just guides it right across that six-yard box. Goalkeeper Lonergan, he can't come. Just looking at Markovic on the back post. He was on his heels a little bit there. Had he gambled, maybe took the risk, he'd have had a simple tapping at the back post, and that would have been a great start for Liverpool. First attack we've had towards that Bolton goal.
Now this is the area Liverpool can really hurt Bolton. Lallana to Sterling, edge of the area, roll back into Lallana, he turns round in a pirouette. Gerrard arrives, oh my word, nearly created history. A run from the halfway line, he meets it just inside the 18 yard line and thumps a ball which the keeper Andy Lonergan catches, but actually Steven Gerrard on many a day would have scored that sort of opportunity. making his 700th appearance and almost scoring the first goal of the game.
Good play, real good play in and around that Bolton penalty area. Patient, you know, Coutinho, Lallana just waiting for the opening. Eventually, fell to Stephen Gerrard in a good position, struck it well, but Andy Lonergan having to get down to his left-hand side and make the first save of the match. But it was a good chance.
I didn't see what the problem was with Raheem Sterling, but he stayed down just past the penalty spot for maybe 15 seconds, had some treatment as well, and now he's trying to run that off with the dock alongside him. Liverpool to start again on the halfway line. Goalless so far. Liverpool look like they're probing well at the moment, asking the questions that might just unlock the Bolton defence. It's Moreno on the left-hand side, plays it back infield to Gerrard. Front of the centre circle, gives to Coutinho, lots of space, takes it forward, right-footed shot, drags it wide, left-hand side of the Bolton goal. Well, Coutinho shooting, perhaps the thing that he really needs to sort out in the next couple of years.
Well, he was way off target on that occasion, but real good football in the build-up there from Liverpool, moving the ball really quickly. Bolton can't get anywhere near the players out there, looking at Lallana, Gerrard, you know. Even Sterling moving the ball really quickly and finding that sort of space just outside the penalty area. I think Coutinho perhaps could have gone a little bit further there. Instead, he took the shot on a few yards outside the penalty area and never troubling Lonergan in the Bolton goal. But that is an area I think Brendan Rodgers, Liverpool supporters, will want Philip Coutinho to improve. Yes, he's an unbelievable player, creating chances, moving the ball. If he can add goals to his game, and he is only young, 22, you know, he could well become one of the best players in the Premier League.
Sterling. Dispossessed centre circle, played out to the right wing. Bolton now have it with Liam Feeney. Tricky winger, gets it onto his right foot, skips across in. Bolton attacking, he's on the chest of Sharm. And how composed did he look with that? He just gracefully brought the ball down off his chest, just outside his six-yard box, as if there wasn't a care in the world, and cleared the situation.
I think it was good defending because he must have shouted to Skirtle. Skirtle was struggling. He didn't know what was behind him. He was stretching to almost head it. I think Chan shouted and said, Chan's ball, Emre's ball, he brought it down lovely, under a little bit of pressure, dealt with the situation well.
Now, good break here from Liverpool. It's Lazar Markovic's pace which is paying off. Gives to Sterling, then into Lallana, back to Sterling, edge of the box. Things are opening up. Sterling's shot, there's a good save from Lonergan. And despite trying to follow that up at the hands of Lonergan, Adam Lallana can't take the ball out of his possession. And Raheem Sterling testing Lonergan with a left-footed shot, so not his favoured foot, but it was certainly going in the goal.
Good football, really good football. Again, we've said that a few times already from Liverpool. Good link-up play this time. Raheem Sterling, Adam Lallana. Doesn't quite get hold of the shot. It was certainly trickling in towards a far post. Lonergan had to make the save. And as he spilt it, he thought it may fall to Lallana. The goalkeeper got there quickly, just ahead of him.
And the home crowd applaud because they see their team win it back on the halfway line with Josh Vella again. Good Johnson back to help him. Vella out to the left wing. Three get in the box. A cross comes in. Good Johnson! Fluffs his lines. Hits one right over the top of the crossbar. I don't just mean marginally, quite high over the bar. And remember at Anfield when Good Johnson had a chance and didn't make the most of someone with his skill? Well, yet again, he's got to hit the target there.
Well, the concern has to be, how has someone like Ida Good-Johnson got that sort of space in the penalty area? When the ball came in from the left-hand side, completely unmarked, perhaps could have taken a touch, took it first time and well off target, but he's a clever player. He will find space in the penalty area, and Liverpool can't give him too many opportunities. Thankfully, he put that one well over, but with the scoreline at 0-0, the last thing Liverpool we want is for Bolton to get that first goal.
We took great space past Coutinho, then chips it out to the left wing. It just kept in by Bolton. And the clearance ball by Liverpool falling to Neil Downs. So Bolton come again, down the left-hand side. Emre Can trying to stop Neil Downs. Downs, as he trips, he was, according to the referee, Roger East. And this is virtually on the white line, just outside the left edge of the Liverpool penalty area.
It's a dangerous position to be given free kicks. We're just outside the penalty area. Neil Downs from midfield, he ran at the Liverpool defence. I think it was Alana who ended up bringing him out. These sort of positions, you have big players in there. Matt Mills, we mentioned they've got four centre-halves. They've got some real attacking threat from this sort of position, if it's the right sort of delivery. Liverpool need to defend well there.
So Bolton have applied some pressure in the opening 20 minutes of the game, but this is the first important set piece for Liverpool to defend, taken by Bolton left side. It's a header goal, it's stopped on the line by Simon Mignolet. Well, hard to see who got that final flick, but it forced Mignolet to react quick and low, Unfortunately, the header was straight at him. But
I think it was Wheater, the centre-half. He got there ahead of maybe Skirtle. He got the header, but it was no real power on the header, and it was a comfortable save for Mignolet.
Ball rolled in by Vella, and then put into the box for Feeney. Headed down, it's good Johnson, and he's a yard away from getting that, and it's caught by Simon Mignolet. And they're making the most progress through some of these lofted balls into the Liverpool penalty area.
And that's all they are, just simple balls from either flank, left or right, this time from the right-hand side, and so much height in the side, Bolton. They are winning that first header. Thankfully, the second ball, good Johnson, didn't quite get on the end of it.
Dorian Devitt, who's knocked it out towards the midfield mark, and just missing the ball was Vella. Now Liverpool play a quick pass into Moreno, left side of the penalty area. He's found Lallana, who turns quickly. Great movement, ends up with Sterling. He's in a dangerous position, and his shot hits the right post, and it glances out to the right-hand side of Andy Lonergan's goal. Well, you're talking fractions from Liverpool being in front in the game. And there was a moment when time stood still in the penalty area. Raheem Sterling found the ball. The defender didn't want to lunge in on him. Sterling had a little bit of time to compose himself, slightly shifted the ball and curved it onto the post. So close.
Oh, so unlucky. Raheem Sterling. Lonergan was beaten, the Bolton goalkeeper. Good play, a little bit too intricate again, trying to be a little bit too precise. Lallana, he could have took the shot, passed it. Unlucky there from Sterling.
Oh, this ball sent through the centre by Lonergan, but a stooping Steven Gerrard meets it with a header. And then the worldly work of Philip Coutinho sees play brought up to the edge of the Bolton penalty area. It's all Coutinho, he's dribbled it right to the edge of the 18-yard line. What a stunning goal that would have been. Challenged and tackled right at the death there was Philip Coutinho. And he almost made it all his own, that move. And back come Bolton down the right with possession. Chipped forward by Feeney. It's a hopeful chase by Adekunle Johnson, but scooped up by Mignolet.
Well, that move there from Coutinho, where it opened up nicely for another example of turning down the shot. He's got to take the shot on. He tries to bring it back inside and beat the defender, but he can take the shot on before trying to beat the defender. And in the end, the defender tackles him and the chance is gone.
He wants to walk it in, doesn't he, at the moment? It's Feeney now. Again, probes on the right wing, crosses in. Good Johnson tries to get in front of Skirtle, but Skirtle, stronger of the two, and heads it back out to the corner flag, where Feeney keeps it in play. Vella now crosses. They're looking for headed opportunities, but Liverpool head away. Met by Dans, crashes one into the box. Opportunity, Mignolet's come out, and he wins that duel there as he punches over the top of Dean Moxey and gives Lazar Markovic something to latch onto and run with down the right-hand side. But Bolton interrupt that flow of play, and it's a throw-in for Liverpool just past the halfway line.
Really good goalkeeping. Had to be good goalkeeping from Mignolet at the back post there. You're looking at Mignolet in recent weeks, he looks a little bit more confident. I think perhaps at the time where his confidence was low, I'm not sure he would have dealt with that situation, but he was commanding, he was strong, and he made sure he got there ahead of the Bolton man, because for a moment I thought the Bolton man may just get there ahead of him. It would have been the opening goal there.
At 11 seconds left, first half coming to a close. Joe Allen to Sterling. Sterling on the edge of the Bolton penalty area, four in front of him. Squares it wide right to Gerrard. Gerrard and Coutinho combined. Sterling's got involved. Now Coutinho again. He's run wide onto his left. He's trying to take it onto his right foot. He has to play it slightly backwards for Gerrard, who edges it out to the right side of the penalty area to Markovic. Back to Gerrard. The 1-2 with Sterling. How many passes outside the box? Bolton get a foot in and divert it away. Only for Markovic to start again. He's coming across the penalty area now, gives to Coutinho, right foot, he'll shoot!
Oh
my word! Well, it took us a second to actually decide where the ball had ended up. Hit the hoardings right behind the goal. Coutinho felt, I think, like he'd struck that perfectly. And just looking at the replays on the screens up here in the press box, he's wrapped the right foot round it, and it's a yard to the right-hand side.
Wasn't that far away. You're looking at the goalkeeper's reaction. Andy Lonergan in goal, he was at full stretch, he was concerned, thought it may have crept in at the far post. Talking about Coutinho probably needing to get more goals, missed the target on that occasion, but he certainly struck it well.
What a great first half, and brought to a close by our referee at Roger Rees. I say a great first half, just a real competitive duel. It wasn't really a case of Bolton trying to mop up relentless Liverpool pressure. Both teams with opportunities to score, and Bolton giving as good as they're getting at the moment, but Liverpool might feel like they've had enough possession around that Bolton penalty area to do something better with the ball.
I think it's been a real good, tough cup tie. You know, We knew it was going to be a tough game. Bolton, the Championship side, you know, they've given us as good as they can this first half, made it difficult for Liverpool. Liverpool have got in good positions, perhaps been a little bit guilty of overplaying and not testing Lonergan enough. The best chance has fallen to Liverpool this first half. Raheem Sterling hitting the post, very, very unfortunate. I think Bolton's biggest threat is when the ball comes in from crosses, whether it's the left or the right hand side, because of the height that they possess with Matt Mills, the centre half. He's operating in a centre forward position. That's the main threat, and if they are going to get a goal, that is where you think it's going to come from. But there's more to come from this Liverpool team second half.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Score up to £2,000 cash advance when your claim's accepted. See website for terms.
Welcome back to the Macron Stadium. You can just hear the beats in the background of a marching band complete with bagpipes. They're a little bit obsessed with this band. They spent about 20 minutes pre-match having a go, and the Liverpool team just came out of the tunnel then, and the band was still in the middle, and they were in no hurry to get off, but they've just gone off the sidelines now, and the Reds are waiting to restart the game. A game which is 0-0. Bolton is still in the dressing room. Neil Lennon, I'm sure, will be very happy with the commitment and effort that his side have been put in. Both teams could have scored in the game by different means. Bolton have been looking at the high balls, the crosses into the penalty area to cause confusion for Liverpool. Liverpool have been playing the intricate passes, but maybe playing one too many on some of those moments. And still Bolton wait to come back out. Liverpool, though, same 11 from the first half, which is Mignolet in goal. Emre Can, Martin Skrtel and Mamadou Sakho, the back three. Lazar Markovic, right side. Joe Allen, Steven Gerrard in the centre. Last time they appeared together was that game at Manchester United, which, of course, Liverpool lost 3-0. Alberto Moreno, left side of the midfield. And then further forward, Adam Lallana, Philip Coutinho and Raheem Sterling. Bolton are back out now. Get the feeling for Liverpool, Neil Mellor. If they're going to win it, they might just need a bit of Sturridge inspiration.
I don't think it was too disappointing or too bad first half. You just felt as though there's more to come from this Liverpool team. You felt as though almost playing within themselves in that first half. And when they want to step it up, they can step it up. And when they get in good areas, I think they need to be taking the shot a little bit more, because trying to be too precise, trying to almost score the perfect goal in that first half.
OK, we're underway in the second 45. Someone just turned the heating off in the Macron Stadium. It's a little bit chilly. Header forward by Dean Moxie. Adeko Johnson chases it. Still got an engine in him. Still willing to go and go and go, but he loses out to Emre Can then, who on the right-hand side collects his thoughts. Probes a pass into the centre. Stopped by Neil Dans. And that ball by Bolton back to Dans, catches him out on the break. It's Sterling, then Sterling just about to pull the trigger, and he's tackled by Dorian Defeat. Another chance for Sterling, great save by the keeper this time, and turned away. You'd have fancied Sterling. It was a bit like the break at Burnley. We saw Liverpool grab the goal and take the game away from Burnley, but this time not converted, and a fine challenge indeed by the Bolton player. Now here come Bolton right back at Liverpool, trying to forget the moment that just occurred. Liam Feeney, right-hand side, crosses into the box. Out comes Mignolet to punch. Punched it away. Chased backwards by Clough. Falls to Markovic. Hits it against the knees of the man closest to him, Tim Ream. And it's a throw-in and a chance for the substitution to take place.
What a chance. Lovely ball from Coutinho. That little bit of link-up play is in the clear, Raheem Sterling. But it's on his left-hand side, and he's just a little bit unsure. That uncertainty, he's almost trying to get it onto his right-hand side to take the shot on. That uncertainty, that delay, allowed the Bolton defender, Devitt, to make the challenge, because that was a great opportunity.
Liverpool lose possession, and Bolton attack down the right wing. Into the box goes Matt Mills, the cross comes towards him. He's trying to head it down behind him for an opportunity. Zach Clough picks it up. He's got it. Oh, he's thinking about it being fouled. He has been. Skrtel left the leg out. Zach Clough went over it. Bolton penalty. Well, my first instinct was a penalty, a trailing leg, which Zach Clough went over. Skrtel immediately acted as though he'd been hard done by. It just looked maybe like he'd left something out to have contact with. Let's watch the replay on this one. Zach Clough, good touch of the ball. Minimal. What do you think, Neil?
I think it's soft, but as a defender, you can't dive in like that. You can't give the referee that sort of decision. He's dived in, he's not won the ball. The player's gone down far too easily. You can't dive in and not win the ball, though, Martin Skrtel.
Heidegger Johnson had a famous miss in his career against Liverpool. Will he score from the penalty spot? He does. Good Johnson low into the right hand side of Simon Mignolet, and this FA Cup fourth round tie swings the way of Bolton Wanderers from the penalty spot. Bolton 1, Liverpool 0. Heidegger Johnson.
I'm saying it was soft seeing them give him. I don't think we can have too many complaints. It's difficult. I haven't seen the replay that clearly. Make that sort of committed challenge, you know, in the end. Good Johnson sends Mignolet the wrong way, gets nowhere near it. Now this is tough from here, 1-0 down away at Bolton.
Now it's Sackclough inside his own half, starts the run with the ball, looking tricky, but then robbed of possession by Allen. Liverpool come
he's
forward.
He's in big trouble.
Neil Dans commits a second yellow, and that's Bolton down to 10 men very late on Joe Allen. And Neil Dans with a second yellow, which was a lunge late, and Bolton might be a goal up, but they're a man down now.
Oh, no complaints.
Well, it wasn't malicious, it was just, it was late, wasn't it? Maybe a bad error, bad judgment, and it adds more spice, adds more element to this fixture. 24 minutes left to play, Bolton 1, Liverpool 0. Bolton with 10 men, free kick Liverpool. Gerrard takes it into the box, headed away by David Wheater. It's been immense for them tonight. Picked up far left side by Raheem Sterling. Crosses in this time right through the box and then headed out by Dean Moxey, and Liverpool starting to get into gear somewhat. The ball's going to be thrown back on quickly to Jordan Henderson, and then Henderson out to Gerrard to take the corner on the right side. You're with Radio City Sport, FA Cup fourth round action. Steven Gerrard with a corner from the right hand side into the box. Sean misses the header, picked up by Bolton. They're on the break. It's Clough, he's running with the ball down the left hand side. Good Johnson's over on the far left. Clough's up there, gets up to the edge of the penalty area. Sean gets back in front of him. Clough goes inside of him, shoots. Oh my word! Well, he shot wide left side of Mignolet's goal. Very, very impressive from young Clough. Good Johnson was the decoy, and Clough went all the way himself, and he even managed to move the ball inside past Sean.
Incredible run. Picked it up on his own edge of the penalty area. Just probably a shot on the edge of our penalty area.
Matt Mills, crossfield ball. Bolton still fancying the second. They're coming in on the right edge of the penalty area. Cross in. Good Johnson! He's headed it straight at the keeper. Well, I don't think they'll get a better chance than that to make it 2-0 Bolton Wanderers. And Good Johnson misses with his header. And Liverpool try and come back straight away to expose any gaps. Played out to Barini right side.
What a chance. What a let off that is. It would have been game over. Free header for Good Johnson. 6 yards out. Straight at Mignolet. What a let off that was.
Gerrard gets the head up. Squares it for Sean. Sean lines up the shot. The shot deflects. And oh, it went wide. Whoa. Well, it hit a Bolton body. Could have gone anywhere. And it spun wide left side of Lonergan's goal.
Took a huge deflection off the Bolton defender. Looked like it was going in the far corner. Just wide for the corner.
Liverpool are going to take it quickly. Ball back into play from Coutinho. Wheater's header clear. Drops to Henderson, edge of the penalty area. Steadies himself. Oh, it's come off the post. Henderson's shot. Again, ricocheted off a Bolton player. I think it was Wheater. And it blasted into the right post. And it's gone out of play and ends up as a goal kick. Oh my word.
How close. How close have we just come to the equalising goal? It took a huge deflection. Wrong footed Lonergan. He was beaten back off the post. Bolton clear the danger. There's going to be huge pressure now on that Bolton goal.
Well, Raheem Sterling hit the post in the first half, didn't he? And the post just denying Liverpool again there. Tim Ream to his keeper. And then kicked out left footed by Andy Lonergan to the halfway line. On and into the Liverpool half of the field, but missed by Liam Trotter. And back come the Reds, big opportunity. Sturridge enters the penalty area. Sturridge goes right footed, takes the shot, deflects off someone else. Gerrard arrives, Barini can't finish it. Oh my word, and Sterling can't either. It's Sterling who gets the cleanest of shots, but it's Dorian DeVeet yet again who gets in the way.
Almost. Just Bolton bodies everywhere when the shot's coming in, eventually clear it. Another corner.
Well, they were lining up to score for Liverpool then. Corner kick taken now by the Reds, punched away by the keeper Lonergan, and Bolton is so heavily pressed back into their penalty area as the ball comes to Sterling, edge of the box, sends it out to Coutinho near the corner flag, who has to chase to keep it in. Coutinho then runs to the box, sends it in, met by the header away of Dean Moxey. And out it goes for a corner to Liverpool.
We need to make more of these corners. We've had a number of corners and we just not look like getting on the end of any of them.
Coutinho, the pressure's on Liverpool as the ball's headed away by Matt Mills towards the halfway line. Well, the Bolton team couldn't be any deeper, every one of them, in the final third of the pitch. And Liverpool are going to spend this next 10 minutes trying to carve out an opportunity to get back on level terms in the game. Barini into Sturridge. Sturridge in the penalty area. This time Ream looks for a cleaner clearance, doesn't find it. Henderson delivers. Sterling's there on the edge of the 18-yard line. Henderson's shot. He's missed a target. Henderson it was who unleashed. Barini stays down on the floor from something which I didn't think was connected to the shot. Let's have a look.
He was caught. He was caught in the build-up because he won the ball back. Because Bolton didn't clear, he won the ball back. Eventually fell to Raheem Sterling, laid the ball off for Henderson. Henderson can't hit the target from a good position, just outside the penalty area. He's getting treatment at the moment, Barini. Oh, we can't make any more subs, so he's going to have to get on with it.
Gerrard for Liverpool to Daniel Sturridge. Gerrard takes the return pass, puts it across the face of goal. Well, do you know what? It was a delight of a ball from Steven Gerrard, but no one inside the six-yard box. Kept in play by Barini, swung back to Emre Can, edge of the penalty area, goes on to his left foot and shoots! It's hit the crossbar this time! Well, it's hitting every part of the woodwork at the moment. Emre Can, really pure strike from him, and it looked like it had beaten the keeper Lonergan.
He saved it. Keeper saved that. Pushed it onto the crossbar for the corner.
Gerrard takes the corner. It's all Liverpool at the moment. Devitt heads away. Thumped high in the sky by Ida Goodjohnson. Touched by Henderson, takes it back into Liverpool possession, sends it forward. Bolton bodies on the line to get it away. This time it's Ream again, put back into the area, and Wheater stoops down to head clear. It's like an onslaught from Liverpool. Then finally Ida Goodjohnson wins a free kick as Fabio Barini clatters into him. Henderson now bypasses the halfway line. And it's Sean to Gerrard. Back to Emre Can again. Midway in the Bolton half. Bolton are defending for their lives. Gerrard gives it to Sean once more. Sean chips it over the top. Sterling's made a break.
Yes! Get in!
He arrived right on time. Raheem Sterling. 4 minutes from time. And what a time to score. Lovely chip ball by Emre Can. And a delightfully wrapped home finish by Raheem Sterling. And it's Bolton Wanderers 1, Liverpool 1. This FA Cup fourth round tie has another twist right on the cusp of full time.
What a volley. What a volley from Raheem Sterling. Looking at the ball from Emre Can. So many Bolton defenders back there thinking, where's the space? Small bit of space in behind. Raheem Sterling making the run. He's onside. Difficult skill on his weaker foot, left foot. Controls it beautifully. Keeps it low. What an important equalising goal that is. That has kept us in the FA Cup.
Here's Henderson to Coutinho. Coutinho edge of the box. Shot!
Yes!
They're going to finish it in normal time, Liverpool. Simply fabulous. A finale fitting of a true FA Cup tie. Had all the drama you'd want tonight. A wicked, wicked shot. And Bolton are absolutely devastated. Liverpool will leave here on cloud nine. What a fantastic finish. Bolton Wanderers 1, Liverpool 2. Philip Coutinho.
Oh, it's one of the best goals I've seen this season. What a goal that is from Philip Coutinho. Talking about him being an almost complete player. What does he need more of, goals? Or what a goal this was. He's got absolutely no room at all on the edge of the penalty. Half a yard, shifts it onto his right foot. Dipping effort in off the crossbar in front of the away fans. What a way to win a game.
Well, Neil, we've had a little bit of everything tonight, but what a turnaround. Great mental strength, great demonstration from the Liverpool team. We're just holding it together and they're breaking through with Barini. That's a top save from Lonergan to steer the ball away from the near post because Barini had got in there and fired a shot quickly.
Well, he made a brilliant save against Emre Can onto the cross, but that one was better. Barini's in on goal, a tight angle. What a save. Strong arm from Lonergan. This has to be it. Keep the ball in the corner. We don't even need to see the ball go into the penalty area.
We'll talk about doing it the tough way. Liverpool really have taken themselves to the brink and pulled themselves back tonight against the Bolton side, who've been absolutely rock solid. But it's Liverpool who've gone to face Crystal Palace at Selhurst Park in 10 days' time. 10 minutes from the end, Liverpool looked like they were out of the FA Cup. And then they found a way through which Bolton simply just couldn't suppress, because the Reds demonstrated fantastic attacking appetite, and it was Philip Coutinho's winning goal that was the difference in the end, that meant this one didn't go to extra time. Raheem Sterling got them level, Coutinho put them in front, and it's Liverpool advanced to the fifth round. Bolton 1, Liverpool 2. Oh, Neil Mellor.
That's a brilliant cup tie, absolutely superb, and at everything. You know, Liverpool, great opportunity to take the lead. Raheem Sterling didn't take it. Down the other end, soft penalty. Bolton taking the lead, and you're thinking, will we get that equalising goal? Bolton down to 10 men. Liverpool just couldn't find a way through, but then what a run, Raheem Sterling. What a run it was from him. Lovely ball from Emre Can, getting the equalising goal. And you always felt, once Liverpool got that equalising goal, even if it took till extra time, they had enough to go on and win the game. And, you know, the winning goal was probably the best goal I've seen this season for Liverpool. Philippe Coutinho signing his new contract. People saying he doesn't score enough goals. Well, this was an absolute cracker. In off the crossbar, outside the penalty area. What a cup tie. Credit to Bolton. Brave effort from them. But it was all about progression tonight. We're through to the fifth round, and we fancy winning this FA Cup.
Name your motor range man of the match, Neil Mellor.
Well, to score a winning goal the way Coutinho did was absolutely superb, but the importance of that equalising goal from Raheem Sterling, for me, that was such an important moment in this game. Have to give it Raheem Sterling to make that run in behind and to take it on his weaker foot as well, his left foot. He turned down an opportunity earlier on in the half where he should have got his shot away with his left foot. He didn't. He did on that occasion, and what a finish it was. What an important goal that was, because that gave us a huge lift and the belief to go on and win this cup tie and get through to the next round. Raheem Absolutely. Sterling is the motor range man of the match.
Fantastic stuff. Liverpool progress into the fifth round of the FA Cup, but they didn't do it easily. And they did it, though, without losing their heads when they were in a very difficult position. And credit to Bolton Wanderers tonight for what they put on.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you can see all the fans, the Bolton fans staying behind and applauding the players off, because the efforts they put in, certainly the first game as well at Anfield, you know, the goalkeeper was man of the match. This second game, you know, they made it a great cup tie, they really did. Looking back, 1-0 up, Gudjonsson having that free header. You know, had he put that free header in instead of straight at Mignolet, there's no question I think Bolton would have gone through. Big moments in the game changed, went in Liverpool's favour this evening, and we're absolutely delighted to be through. But credit to Bolton, made it a cracking cup tie. Post-match.
Well, we've got a great habit at the minute, which is winning games, and you can't question the character. I think they've shown that, you know, in my time here, that they got a real strong mentality. They might not have been playing well or performing well, but certainly we needed to arrest the momentum, which was going the other way after the Crystal Palace game. And after that, we did that with 7 points out of nine, but it was then putting something in place that was going to again get us back operating how we have done, and that momentum now has come the other way, you know, over the last 7-8 weeks. So the team's back at the level technically, the intensity of the game, and as I said, it's pleasing, because you can see the confidence, and even at 1-0 down, we still look like we're going to create and score goals.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. They're at the top of their game. Go to hampsonhughes.com.